hello, my hardworking, dedicated, and committed medical sales friends. I am so glad you're here. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. One thing that medical sales reps like to tell me about is when they do drop buys. Now, anytime they say this, the other day I did a drop buy. In fact, I did about five or six drop buys every day. I try to do at least, five, six, seven, maybe 10 drop buys in a day. That gives me 40 or 50 drop buys in a week. Now, my ears hear something different. When they say drop buy, I hear drive by. And that has a very negative connotation. I'm thinking, what kind of person are you? You're doing 10 drive-bys a day? Number one, that's illegal. It's insane. It's crazy. But you know what else? You know I'm having fun with this. There's nothing funny about drive-bys, by the way, if you know what I'm talking about. But drop-bys? There's nothing funny about drop-bys either. And so many reps, it's kind of their modus operandi. They are in this, what I call, the drop-by mindset. Now, what am I talking about? The drop-by mindset is for reps who, what they do is they drive around to offices, physicians' offices usually, maybe hospitals, clinics, and what they do is they go up to the receptionist's desk and they try to get in to see whoever the decision maker is. If it's the doctor, they say, it's Dr. Smith here. I'm Sam from XYZ Medical or whatever the name of the company is. And a lot of time the answer is, well, the doctor's seeing patients. We only see reps on certain days or you'll have to schedule an appointment. And the rep says, well, as long as I'm here, can I drop by some information? Can I leave a brochure? Sometimes a receptionist will even ask, if you'd like to leave some information in a business card, I'll give it to the doctor. And if he's interested, he'll give you a call. So reps develop this mindset that this is what their job is. It is to drive around, ask if you could get in to see the customer, the decision maker. But if you can't, leave a brochure, leave a piece of paper, leave a business card, and they leave the office and they said, this is pretty good. I'm out there working. I can do this. So what happens at the end of the day, though? What are the results? What are the outcomes for all of this? Well, here's the answer. You really don't know. You don't know. And most reps look at it in a positive light. They think, well, I went to Dr. Smith's office, Dr. Cohen's office, Dr. Jones' office. I stopped over at Barnabas Hospital and everything was great. I put in a full day's work. I am doing my job. Here's the reality, though. Most of the time, when you drive around and you just drop off brochures and literature and information, what you're doing is you're actually working. But you're working against the sale. I know what you're saying. What? Working against the sale? Yeah, you're working against the sale. Here's why. Remember that healthcare professionals, the decision makers in healthcare? Number one, very busy people. Number two, and even more important, they don't like what? No, not sales reps. Well, a lot of them don't like sales reps, you're right. But what they don't like is change. They don't like change. So they try to avoid change and the risk associated with change. And here's how they do it. Whenever a sales rep comes in or drops off a brochure, especially those who are in the drop-by mindset, what the customer may do is look at that brochure. Now, if they look at the brochure, what are they looking for? You might think that they're looking for a benefit, an advantage of whatever they're doing now. No, that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is they're looking to be able to reconcile in their minds that your product or service, whatever it is that's represented in this brochure, literature, or even on a website, if you send them to a website where they could get a lot more information, even get it faster and come to this conclusion more quickly. What they're looking to conclude is that your product or service is essentially the same as what they're using now. Now, keep in mind, I know what you're thinking. Well, no, Mace, my product is very different. Ours is cool. Ours stands out. It's dramatically different. That might be true. but that is not the customer's goal when he or she is looking at your brochure. You know what their goal is? Their goal is to determine and reconcile in their mind that your product is similar enough where it's not worth changing. In fact, it's not even worth meeting with the sales rep, which is you, because I'm just going to keep using what I'm using because I don't see any clear advantage looking at your literature. Now, think about this for a second. If brochures did a great job at selling your product, why would your customer, why would your company have ever hired you? If brochures could do the job, why would they hire you? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, if they didn't hire me, how would those brochures get to the customer? Ah, you probably think that's a good answer. It's really a terrible answer. There are people in the world whose profession, their job, is to deliver things, paper, packages to people. It's called mail. There are professional people who are called mailmen and mailwomen. And there's even other companies that do this, like UPS and Federal Express. And you know what? They even have something called couriers. They charge a lot more, but you could pay them to take a brochure or really anything you want. They'll deliver a six-pack of beer if you want them to, which might actually provide more benefit to your customers than this brochure that you're leaving them, because at least they'll do something with the beer. You know what they're going to do with your brochure? One of two things. They're either going to look at it, which if they do, it's usually bad for you. Not all the time. And I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, hey, you know what? I drop off a lot of brochures. And every now and then I get a call and the customer says, hey, you know, I'd like this. I'd like to use this on a case. I'd like to get more information. That happens. And when it happens, you know that you've got a result from dropping off your brochure, from doing your drop off, your drop by. But what about all those other times when the customer looks at it and says, nah, you know, this is pretty much like what I have. I'm not interested. And then the next time you come over or you see the customer in the clinic or in the hall of the hospital, you say, oh yeah, Dr. Smith, I wanted to follow up with you on the brochure I left by on the widget. And he says, yeah, you know, I took the look at it. Thanks. I'll keep it in mind. What he's really saying is, yeah, I've already looked at your product. I don't want to take the time to speak with you about it because I have no intention of using it. So there's two outcomes. They use it or they don't use it. If they decide to use it and they call you, you know about that. But if they decide not to use it and they don't call you or they say, I'll just keep it in mind, then you don't know that your effort of driving around, dropping off brochures actually worked against the sale. And this happens a lot. If you look at how healthcare professionals operate, it happens a lot. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a physician's office. I've walked in while waiting for a presentation and they'd be on the phone. And while they're talking on the phone, They usually have that stack of brochures on their desk. They'll pick up the brochure, they'll look at it, page through it a little bit, throw it in the trash. Now, why do they do this? Number one, they want to get it off their desk. Number two, they just want to look at it enough to be able to say, yeah, I'm not interested in this. What I'm doing is fine. Now, keep in mind that you may have a product where no product existed before. It might be a brand new product, a brand new procedure. So they have to be interested because right now they have nothing. Here's what a lot of reps forget. Nothing is an option. Doing nothing is an option. You see, if they don't have something now, whatever they're doing is working for them. If they don't have a treatment, they're working around it. They're getting by. What is your job? Your job is to get in front of the customer and have a conversation with them, and to persuade the customer to use your product. And you can't do this by just dropping off a brochure. A brochure is a tool. And I like to use this analogy. You probably have some tools at home or in your car. You have tools. Let's say your car is broken. Your car is not running. Would you ever just take a box full of tools, open up the door of your car, throw the tools inside, close the door, walk away, and hope that at some point in the future, your car would be fixed because you dropped by with some tools. No, that's a ludicrous thought. You're probably looking at me saying, Mace, that's ridiculous. Why would you even say that? I'm saying that because when sales reps, medical reps, who really are the creme de la creme, who are chosen by their companies to operate at a very high level to be able to engage and interrupt the thought processes of healthcare professionals, when they take and drop off a brochure and expect that to do the work, it's like, really? What are you doing? So what should you do? You go by the customer's office. You can't get in. They're busy. Don't you leave something? No. Not if you do leave something, it's not that. Leave a note as to why you talked by. What is the compelling reason for a busy healthcare professional to give you some time? Or just let them know that you stopped by, that you wanted to talk to the doctor or the administrator or the office manager about X and how you've been able to help other similar practices to achieve X, whatever your benefit is. Leave it vague. Make them a little curious. Make them invite you back. And they probably won't invite you back, but what you're going to do is you're going to come back. You see, once you drop off that brochure, man, the cat's out of the bag. They know what you want to do. They know you want to sell them something. And in their minds, you want to sell them something to replace something they already have or something they're already doing that is working just fine. You represent change. And you can't exact change by just tossing tools into offices. You have to show up. You have to engage. Now, the reason I wanted to do this is because I did some posts on LinkedIn about this. And surprisingly, a lot of medical reps and even managers took issue with what I'm saying. You know, reps become very defensive. They say, hey, listen, I do this all the time. This is what professionals do. If we can't get in, we're going to leave information about our products because we want them to be aware about our products. Well, awareness is only beneficial if it is in a positive light. If the customer is aware about your product in a way where he or she sees it as solving a problem or helping them to achieve an outcome which has previously been unobtainable, that's great. But if they just see it as a me too, as something they already have, or as something that they don't really need, that is not a good awareness. Again, what am I telling you to do? And this is hard. I'm telling you to do your job. Yeah, by all means. If you're not scheduling appointments, if you've been unable to schedule appointments, then yeah, get out in the territory. Get in front of your customers. Go into those offices. Let them know that you're there. That is very, very important. But don't expect a brochure to do the work that you're supposed to do, because most of the time, it will work against you. Aren't you glad that you decided to tune into this podcast episode or watch this video? Well, hopefully you are. Now, here's the reality. Many of you are going to look at this, you're going to shrug your shoulders, and you're just going to keep doing what you're doing. You're going to keep doing those drive-bys or drop-bys so that the customer will look at you and say, bye-bye, don't come back. But some of you are going to listen and you're going to take this to heart. And instead of wasting your time and wasting paper, killing trees and the ink that goes on there in the valuable tool called the brochure, you're going to take this to heart and you're going to use the brochure as the tool it was designed to be. And that is to be used as a visual aid during a conversation where you create the perception that you want the customer to have about your product or service. And then you leave it behind as a reminder of what you discussed, where now it's effective and it creates the right kind of connection to the benefits that you want the customer to have. For those of you who do that, be grateful for all of your competitors who are just going to be driving in and dropping off brochures, because in time, you're going to eat their lunch. That's what it's about. I share this with you because it works. It worked for me. It's worked for the thousands of reps that I've trained who've paid attention to it. It'll work for you. If you're looking for something else that'll work for you, it is getting specific help and information about what you do, about ways to handle and address your specific challenges in medical sales. Doesn't matter if you're selling to dentists, doctors, hospitals, nurses, therapists, dental labs. Everybody has unique challenges in healthcare, and there is no one-size-fits-all answer. That's why I want to invite you to take advantage of a special opportunity. If you will tell me what your biggest challenge is in medical sales, I will direct you to a solution that is specifically optimized for you, absolutely free. If you want to tell me what your biggest challenge is, you could do this by going to medicalsalestraining.com/situation. medicalsalestraining.com/situation. Tell me what your situation is, your challenge, and I will help you out with some information that you will find very, very valuable. Do it. For the Medical Sales Channel and the Medical Sales Guru podcast, thank you for spending a few minutes with me, bringing me along in your drive, or taking a moment to watch me on your iPhone. Hope I look good. Even if I don't look good, listen to what I'm saying. It'll work for you. This is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.